We continue our learning Le'ilui Nishmas, Davi Be'Menachem Unish, and Chaim Yaakov Ben-Pinchas Eliyo. We are in Yom Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. B'chol Yom Hayachose B'Shel Kesef. Every day, when we had Ktores, which we had every day, the Kohen who would deal with the Ktores would scoop up the coals with a shovel that was made out of silver. U'me'oreh V'soch Shel Zav. And then empty it into a shovel that's made out of gold. And why did we not use a gold shovel every day? Because the coals would ruin the gold, and that cost a lot of money, and we have to replace it. And we have a famous principle that HaTorah Chasa Al Mamon Shel Yisrael, that generally the Torah has rachmanis on the money of the Jewish people. You'll say, what about the principle that in the Beis HaMikdash, that there's no anius but mokam ashiras? That's a good question. When we apply one, when we apply the other, but the general rule of being chas, being concerned about the mamon shel yisrael, that's derived from the parsha. You have this in the 12th parak of Negoyim. This is based on the parsha when it comes to tsaras in the home. Tsaras in the home, the halacha is that the kohen should not declare the home a house, a bais menuga, until we take out all the kalim. And the Mishnah wants to know, take out what kalim? And if they become tamei, so you put them in the mikvah. So the answer is, there are certain kalim like earthenware that if they become tamei, you can't put them in the mikvah. So those are going to get ruined. Yet earthenware is very cheap. So it shows you that the Torah is concerned even about inexpensive items, kal vachomer, about expensive items and people and everything else that obviously that has greater significance. So that's why on a regular day, since we're using hot coals, we don't want to ruin the kalim if we don't have to. So we would take the coals in a shovel that's made out of silver and then pour them into one that is gold. But on Yom Kippur, one day a year, to take away, so the Kohen Gadol wouldn't have too much to do and is weak as it is because of the fast. So another task we try to avoid, the Gemara says, on Daf Mem Dalet. So he would use a gold shovel, and that was it. He didn't have to empty anything. This way he would have a little bit of a break. Now, the discussion here is about Ktores. It doesn't mention which Ktores we're talking about. Remember, there's the Ktores, there's the daily Ktores. And then there's the Yom, and that happened on Yom Kippur as well, and was done by the Kohen Gadol. And then we have the Yom Kippur special Ktores as well, that was brought Lefnai v'Lefnim. So there is some discussion about that. The understanding that if it's Yom Kippur, so we would say, well, if it's the Kohen Gadol, we don't want him to be weak, then presumably, whatever he did on Yom Kippur should be done in order to avoid him feeling tired or very, very weak because of the fast. So we should therefore assume that both avodos of Ktores, the regular daily Ktores and the Yom Kippur Ktores, was done in this way using the golden shovel, and that's it. He didn't have to pour anything from silver to gold. And that's, in fact, what it seems from the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Avodas Yom Kippur. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in the Milchamos, the beginning of Yoma, says, no, the Kohen Gadol, he brought, when we speak about carrying the coals and all of that in the shovel and the golden shovel, that was for the Yom Kippur Avodah. That was brought in the Elefnai V'Lefnim, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. But the daily Ktores, yes, he may have done the burning of that, but the coals could be brought by a regular Kohen who won that during the pious, won that pious. Now, this goes back to our discussion which we had at the beginning of Masechta, the Ramban's position against the Baal HaMor about whether there was a pious on Yom Kippur. This is another example of an avoda on Yom Kippur that could be done, according to the Ramban, by someone other than the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, we understand why that would be. We would need a pious. We need the lotteries to be done even on Yom Kippur. Someone, yes, the Kohen Gadol would burn the Ktores, but But the scooping up of the coals in the shovel can be done by someone else. And if that's the case, so we don't have to have so much rachmanis on this other Kohen. He's not doing the rest of the avodah. So let him use a silver or shovel and pour it into the gold shovel. And that he would do for the regular Ktoris. Only the Yom Kippur Ktoris was the Mishnah speaking of here that he would use gold. So that's the Machlokas Rishon. Then the Mishnah says, B'chol Yom Choseh B'shel Arbas Kabin U'ma'ore B'so Every day he would scoop up using a shovel that could hold four kav of, with six kav equal a saw, just in terms of measurement, a four kav shovel, and he would empty the contents into the other shovel of three kavs. But that was every day. Vahayom, that's in terms of the coals for the Ktores. Vahayom, but on Yom Kippur, to make life easier, Chose b'shel shloshes kabin uvahayamachnes. He would use a light. He would use the lighter one, the lighter shovel, scoop up only three cobs, and that's what he brought in. That was it. There was no pouring, as we explained. So he would do the same thing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'chol yom choseh b'shel sa'ah u'ma'ore b'soch shel shloshes kabin. He said every day it was really double. He would scoop up a full sa'ah of that six kav of coals, and then pour it into a shovel that held three kavs. So Hayom and Yom Kippur, Chose b'shel shloshes kabin, that he agrees at least with the Tanakama, uva hayomachnis. And then the Mishnah says, "B'chol yom ha'isa kaved of hayom kala." Not only that, every day it was made of very thick material. This shovel, it was very heavy. V'hayom kala, but today the shovel was made of thin material. Same thing to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. B'chol yom ha'isa yada k'tzara v'hayom arukah. Every day it was a short handle, just enough to hold on to it. But today it was long, so the Kohen Gadol should somehow be able to put the handle underneath his arm and take a little weight off of his hands to make life easier. Once again, b'chol yom haya zahava yarok v'hayom adom. Divi Rabbi Menachem. Rabbi Menachem says that every day it was of green gold, and today it was red gold. And because of that, why would that change? So the different explanations, but when the language Hayom Adom, so Bar Tanura says, Mizahav Hakori Zahav Parvis Al Shame Doshedom Ledam Parim. So it was red, it was a little bit like the blood of an ox, and that was considered of greater quality for Yom Kippur, red gold as opposed to green gold. That's Rabbi Menachem's opinion. And then the Mishnah says, "B'chol yom makriv pras b'shachas ufras bein harbayim v'hayom mosif melo chafnav." Every day, we mentioned this in the daily karbonos. Half of the Torah was brought in the morning, and half in the afternoon. And today, he would add on melo chafnav, the cupfuls of his handfuls. He would add that on to what he had originally. And that's in addition to bringing the regular Ktoris on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Kohen Gadol also brought the special Yom Kippur Ktoris, where he used Meloch HaFnayim filling both of his hands, and that he burned in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And that we know already, that was the obvious addition. So that's what it means. You have the regular Ktoris, which was half in the morning, half in the afternoon, and today on Yom Kippur, Meloch HaFnayim, that was the special Ktoris for Yom Kippur. B'chol Yom HaSadaka, every day it was thin. The Torah says you're supposed to, when it comes to the Torah, it's supposed to be daka. It's supposed to be thin and supposed to be ground up. That's true. But on Yom Kippur, it was more so. Generally, we say v'shachakta mimena hadek. But v'hayom daka ben adaka. Why? Because it says v'lakach melo hamachta gacha le'esh. Now, why do you have to say daka? You already told me my ktoris is supposed to be v'shachakta mimena hadek. Obviously, it comes to teach us that the ktoris of Yom Kippur should be daka mena daka. And what he would do is on Erev Yom Kippur, he would separate three mana worth of ktoris in order to take the Moloch Hafnaim is handfuls for Yom Kippur and bring them to the Machteshes to have them ground up on Erev Yom Kippur to make sure they were very, very fine. Perek Dalid Mishnah Hey. B'chol Yom Kohanim Olim B'Mizrach Shel Kadesh V'Yordin B'Ma'arava. So every day the Kohanim would go up the east of the ramp and come down in the west. Now, the ramp, as we mentioned, is to the south of the Mizbeach. And a person would go up the right side, so he's really towards the east of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohen who would bring up the Avarim of the Karban to the Mizbeach would come up the east side. And why the east? Because that's the right side. And the famous principle, Kolpinos Sha'atapone, Lo Yehu Ela Derech Yamin, wherever you're making turns, it should always go to the right. That's a general principle we have. And it would go around the Mizbeach to do the Avodah, the entire eastern side, and then come to the north, and then eventually to the west, and he'd come down the west side of the Kevesh of the ramp, and that's what he did every day. He would not walk in the middle of the ramp. V'hayom b'dan Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol ola b'emsa v'yored b'emsa. To show the kavod and the chiba he has of the Jewish people, he is their shaliach, so he's like a ben bayis to Hashem, very comfortable. So as opposed to the yira that he has by not walking in the middle to show a little bit of humility on a regular day on Yom Kippur, he'd walk right up the middle. And some say it's not, the Rambam has a girsa, not that the Kohen Gadol was ola b'emsa v'yor b'emsa, but v'hayom olim b'emsa v'yordim b'emsa. It means that the Kohanim, who were malavu esker the Kohen Gadol, would go up and down in the middle of the Kevesh in order to be mahadir, in order to glorify him and honor him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la'olam Kohen Gadol lola b'emsa v'yor b'emsa. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama, says every day of the year when any Kohen went up to the Mizbeach to the Avoda, he'd go in the middle, but we don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mikadesh Yodav Raglav Min HaKior. Every day the Kohen Gadol would, if he would want to do Avoda, which he could, any Avoda he wanted at any day, he would do the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He would sanctify his hands and feet from the Kior. He'd wash them in the Kior and the Azara. V'hayom, but today on Yom Kippur, for the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim parts of the service that he did, he would do so min ha-kiton shel zahav, from a special kiton, a special golden pitcher for kavod and chashivos. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, La'olam Kohen Gadol Mikadesh Yada V'Raglav Bin Akiton Shel Zav. If it was a Kohen Gadol, so if Kohen Gadol would not use the Kior even on a regular day. Regular Kohanim would use the Kior every day. According to the Tanakhama, the Kohen Gadol would also use the Kior every day. And on Yom Kippur, Akiton Shel Zav, says Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Gadol, he would do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, even on a regular day, he would use a special golden pitcher.